Hey, New Life. Thanks for joining us again for The Life of Christ. Today, we're going to be looking at the parable of the obedient servant. It's only found in the Gospel of Luke, just like many of the other parables that Christ tells. He's going to be asking a series of questions. He's going to ask us three direct questions, but then one much larger underlying question. So let's take a look at this parable, Luke chapter 17, verses 7 through 10. Suppose one of you has a servant plowing or looking after the sheep. Will he say to the servant when he comes in from the field, "Come along now, sit down and eat"? Won't he rather say, "Prepare my supper, get yourself ready, and wait on me while I eat and drink. After that, you may eat and drink"? Will he thank the servant because he did what he was told to do? So you also, when you have done everything you were told to do, should say, "We are unworthy servants. We have only done our duty." You know, I know in the world we live in today, in our Western culture, this thought of servitude, this thought of serving a master, doing what you are told to do, honestly, it's repulsive to many people. But for the Jewish people living under the Roman Empire, this was the norm for them. They would normally go out and put in a full day's labor, do all of their work, work hard, and then after coming in from their work to the master's house, they would go inside, they would take off their filthy clothes, they would put on new clean clothes, and then go in and prepare a meal for the master, for his family. And once the master and his family had had their fill, then it would be his turn to be able to eat. So the answer to these first two questions, I mean, really they were a slam dunk for the listeners, which were his disciples. The third question, honestly, was an easy answer for them as well. Like, why would the master have to thank the servant for all that he had done when this was just his job? It was just his duty. He was only doing what they were told to do. Why would he have to thank them? I mean, maybe he would thank them if they had gone above and beyond. But here's what I can find right here is Jesus is asking a much larger question of these disciples. And here is this much larger question. Is the master actually indebted to the servant because of everything the servant has done for the master? Let's look back at that last statement that Christ made. Let's reread the last line. He says, "So you also, when you have done everything you were told to do, you should say, 'We are unworthy servants. We have only done our duty.'" He's making it clear, God is not indebted to you because you serve Him. Because we serve Him, because we worship Him, because we surrender our life to Him, He is still not indebted to us. You see, He's clearly conveying to His disciples, to all of us 2,000 years later, this main point. We do not serve God to receive from Him. We serve God because He is God. He commands, we obey. We were created for His glory, to do His will. That's the purpose of this parable. Now, does Jesus promise to reward those who diligently seek Him? Well, of course He does. But I was thinking about this. When I give Sherilyn a gift, let's say I go get her a nice gift and she opens that gift. If once she opens the gift, she begins to realize, wait a minute, He's trying to get something back from me. By the way, I'm talking to her, by the way, I'm acting like He's doing this for a reward. Well, it's not going to have that much meaning to her. It's like I've given her what I call a gift for a gift gift. But if I give her a gift and she opens it and time passes, she realizes that I had nothing that I wanted back from her in return. Like, I just gave her that gift because I love her. Well, then the value of that gift, it has gone up immensely. And you men, you ought to remember that out there. And so that's what Jesus is saying here. It's all about our motive behind the service that matters. So the question I want you to ask yourself today is, why are you serving God? Are you serving Him for a reward? To get some things back from Him? Do you feel like He owes you something? Or are you serving God just because He is God? I pray the latter is the reason you are serving Him, and for me too. Thanks so much for joining us again today. Go out and make this a great day. God bless.
Okay, I love this vision, the life of Christ. I'll never forget, I took the life of Christ in Bible college, and it changed everything that I thought about. It's like the Jesus style of the word. We all need it, and I thank you for joining us. Please do not forget to subscribe so you can really partner with us as we move through this over the next several weeks together as a church. We're growing. Let's keep it going. Don't forget to subscribe.